He says in verse 12 and 13, "And I turned to see the voice which was speaking with me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a garment reaching to the foot, and girt about the breast with a golden girdle." Now that is the picture that we are given here. In other words, he said, "I heard a sound like a trumpet. I heard a voice that was like a trumpet, a war trumpet." Now when the Lord Jesus descends from heaven for his church with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, his voice will be like an archangel and his voice will be like a trumpet, because it's identified here as just that. He's not going to need any archangel to help him raise the dead, those in his church. And so here we have that explained to us in a very wonderful way. The seven churches here, and I'm not going to develop these different churches. I will when we get to chapters 2 and 3, because each one of the churches will be brought before us. Because to me, this is one of the most thrilling sections in the Word of God. Now, the thing that is thrilling here is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a vision of one like the Son of Man. He's clothed with a garment down to the foot, girt about the breast, his breast with a golden girdle. The seven golden lampstands here remind us of the tabernacle. And instead of it being one lampstand with seven branches, what you have here is seven separate lampstands. Now, since these lampstands represent seven separate churches, and that will be explained a little later, the function of all is the same. That is, your light in the world. The Lord Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world, but when I leave, you will be the light in the world." And his church is to be the light in the world. Now, here is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ as our great high priest. And what is he doing? Well, here we find him in the midst of the lampstands. And what is he doing there? First of all, let me say the garments are those of the high priest. You could check Exodus 28, 2 and 4, and all of the garments there. And it all represents the inherent righteousness of Christ. In him is no sin, and he knew no sin. And that girdle, Josephus states that the priests were girded about the breast, and the ordinary custom was to be girded about the loins. But the emphasis here is not on service, but on strength. It speaks of his judgment in truth. Now, we are asked to consider our great high priest as he stands in the midst of the churches. And he's judging what? The churches. He's judging believers, that the light might continue to shine. And I want us to look at that now for just a few moments, because personally, I think this is a very important section. And there is a book that I've wanted to write, and I haven't got around to it, and I may never get around to it. But the book I'd like to write, I have a title for it. It would be The Contemporary Christ. And I hear today so many foolish things that are being said about what Jesus is doing today. Now, my friend, the Scripture doesn't leave us in the dark regarding what he's doing today. And actually, it mentions three very definite ministries. First of all, there is the intercession of Christ. Now, he's our great high priest, and he's standing at the golden altar in heaven today, for he ever lives to make intercession for us. And we love that. That's wonderful. And then we have the intervention of Christ. Not only the intercession, but the intervention of Christ, because he steps outside of the holy place to the laver where he washes the feet of those that are his own. And he washes who? Well, those that will bring their feet, their hands, their eyes to him and confess their sins. if we confess our sins, that is Christians have sins, and you better confess them if you're going to have fellowship with Him. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So He's girded today with the towel and the basin, and He intervenes in our behalf. Not only that, John goes on to say in his first epistle, "My little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not." He's made an arrangement, and He's made every provision that you sin not. But I don't know about you, I haven't reached that state yet. And frankly, I've never met anybody I thought that had. But He says, "But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father." And He's our advocate. That is, He's on our side defending us when an accuser, because Satan is the accuser of the brethren, accuses us. Now there is another ministry, and it's not very popular, and it's the one mentioned here. And I think that's one reason that this section of Revelation is so little known, is because you have here the inspection of Christ. You see, what Christ is doing today is clearly outlined in Scripture. He ascended to heaven, He sat down at the right hand of God, but He didn't start twiddling His thumbs. When it says He sat down, it means He finished redemption down here, and He died down here to save us, but He lives up yonder to keep us saved, and I think He's been busier trying to keep us saved than He was when He was here on this earth. You have the intercession of Christ, you have the intervention of Christ, and now you have the inspection of Christ. And that's what we're going to look at here. Where is He now? Why, we see Him walking in the midst of the lampstands. That's the picture that's given to us. Now, I won't turn to this, but back in the book of Exodus, we have the golden lampstand given to us there. It was the most beautiful article of furniture that was in the tabernacle, and it has such a lovely meaning. It was made of solid gold, and there was made from it, beside the main stem, three branches on each side. It was all in the shape of an almond blossom at the top, and it was opened up, and you put the lamps in there. Now, the lamps represent the Holy Spirit, but the golden lampstand itself represents Christ, the glorified Christ, Christ in His deity. Now, the Holy Spirit, you see, Christ sent Him into the world. And the golden lampstand holds up the lamps. But the lamps, in turn, reveal the beauty and the glory of the lampstand. Now, that's the picture you have here. The Holy Spirit, I trust, even now, will make Christ in all of His glory, all of His wonder and beauty, make Him real to you. And that you may see yourself in the light of His presence, and that He inspects you. And that's not a very popular thing today. We don't like to be inspected, you know. But here we have Him walking in the midst of the lampstands. Now, the high priest performed these duties. He had the sole oversight of the lampstand. Now, the other priests, they had charge of other things. But the great high priest, he took care of the lampstand. And He's the one that lighted the lights. He's the one that poured in the oil. He is the one that trimmed the wicks. He is the one that, if one of the lamps began to smoke and not give a good clear light, He had a snuffer, and He'd just snuff it out. Well, the Lord Jesus is walking in the midst of the lampstand today, in the midst of His church, an individual believer. And He does several things. He trims the wick. You have that in John 15, where He prunes the branches that He might get fruit. And that's one of the reasons He lets you and me go through certain trials down here. He wants some fruit off of our branch, you see. And then He does something else. He does that to get a bright light. He's the one that pours in the Holy Spirit. I get so tired today of hearing people say, "The Holy Ghost this, the Holy Ghost that, the Holy Ghost that." My friend, Jesus Christ is head of the church. He's the one who sent the Holy Spirit into the world. He said he would. And he said when he came, he'd do certain things. And he's not just doing any old thing you want him to do. He's doing what the Lord Jesus sent him into the world to do. He is the head of the church. And so the Holy Spirit is in the world. And the Lord Jesus wants to get fruit. He wants light from you, friends. And he's the one that pours in the Holy Spirit. And if there's any light that's coming from this program, the Holy Spirit will have to do it, because I want to tell you something. There's no light in Vernon McGee. I found that out a long time ago. And then he does something else, and this makes me shiver. He sometimes uses a snuffer. If a light just won't give light and keeps just smoking the place up, why, the Lord Jesus just reaches in and snuffs it. And that's what John meant when he said there's a sin unto death. And you can be set aside today. Oh, my, the number of people that have been set aside that I have known in my ministry. Preachers, yes, and elders and deacons and Sunday school teachers. And he just put them aside. Why? Because he wants light. And he's walking in the midst of the lampstands today.